Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After a week of hospitalization for dehydration and exhaustion blamed on cancer treatment, former Boston Mayor Tom Menino has decided to stop his treatment. Menino's also suspended his book tour for his recent autobiography to spend more time with his family. The former mayor and his aides are saying little about his condition other than that Menino remains at Brigham and Women's Hospital and it's unclear when he might be released. Joining us now to review what is known, though, is WBUR's Martha Biebinger. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Deb.
So can you remind us, Martha, first off, what we know about the mayor's diagnosis?
Deb, in March, the mayor said that he had been diagnosed with cancer. Doctors were not able to say where it started, but they were already characterizing it, if you'll remember, as being advanced. They said that it had metastasized, spread to the liver and lymph nodes. Now, at that time, back in March, we spoke to Dr. David Selden, the chief of hematology and oncology at Boston Medical Center. And Dr. Selden explained that it's rare to find cancer after it's spread from an unknown origin, and that complicates the treatment for two reasons.
One is that, by definition, that cancer is already spread beyond the local site, so can no longer typically be treated effectively with surgery or with radiation therapy to localized sites. And secondly, by not being able to match up the specific type of cancer, makes it more difficult to choose the optimal therapy, and the doctors have to do some guesswork about what the best chemotherapy for that cancer might be.
So you can understand, Deb, why there was a sort of poor prognosis at that time. We know that the mayor received chemotherapy through Dana-Farber and his doctors at the Brigham, and at the time he was very upbeat. You remember, you saw him.
Right. The two of us were actually working that weekend day, and he made his first public appearance at a farmer's market in Dorchester, and there was a book signing, a children's book about his legacy as mayor, and he walked into the indoor farmer's market, and the place erupted with the applause of everyone, giving him well wishes.
Beautiful tribute.
Yeah, it was really lovely.
Right. Now, he's had some treatment. He's continued the tour with his book, but he was scheduled to be here, Deb, you remember, for Radio Boston a week ago last Thursday, and then we got word that he was going to have to go right to the hospital because he was just too sick. Laryngitis was the diagnosis at the time, but he was apparently very dehydrated and such. We know that Boston Mayor Marty Walsh saw him yesterday, so that he is up and having visitors.
There's a bond there. I mean, whether we agree on all the issues, it doesn't matter. There's a bond there. You know, only 54 people have served as mayor of the city of Boston, and Mayor Menino was 53 and I was 54, so going to continue those conversations.
So, Martha, what else are we hearing in terms of reaction?
We're hearing a flood of good wishes, prayers, have courage, mayor, that sort of thing. On Twitter and Facebook, people are posting pictures of themselves with the mayor. You remember he used to joke that he had probably met half of the residents of Boston. Mm-hmm. And at the time, that day back in March, Deb, we haven't heard from the mayor in the last few days, but that time back in March, he expressed great humility about the outpouring that he received with the cancer diagnosis.
I don't deserve it. I mean, this is a big city, but it's a small city. When something happens to somebody else, they all rally. Who am I? I'm just a guy from Hyde Park.
So, Martha, what do we know about his treatment now and what's happening right now?
We know that the focus is on him trying to regain strength so that he can go home. The 71-year-old mayor is apparently too weak to move right now. The Brigham has a palliative care program where the focus would be on managing the mayor's pain and keeping him comfortable. There is, among that outpouring of support, a lot of people who are praising his courage, Deb, for making the decision to focus on his family with the energy that he has right now.
All right. WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thanks very much.
Thank you.